USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey pulled out of plans to attend the 13th annual Hispanic Heritage Month celebration in Union City, New Jersey on Sunday, just 2 days after he was indicted on federal corruption charges. The New Jersey Advance reported that Menendez hosts the celebration every year in his hometown of Union City. The Democratic senator's office did not immediately respond to inquiries seeking information on why Menendez bailed out of Sunday's plans. Six people are dead, including three children, after a train crashed into a car crossing railroad tracks in Hillsborough County, Florida, on Saturday evening. A group in an SUV was on their way to a quinceañera at a home just across the railroad tracks when the train crashed into them at around 6:45 p.m. Four males and three females were in the car, some of them children, according to the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office. A witness parked by the tracks honked their horn to try to get the group's attention and indicated that the train's engineer sounded his horn as well, as he tried to slow down the train but was unable to avoid the crash. GOP lawmakers are working through the weekend in hopes of avoiding a government shutdown.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy told reporters yesterday he's optimistic that sort of a deal will be worked out ahead of the September 30th deadline. Congressman Dan Kilby of Michigan says McCarthy simply needs to compromise.
Why Speaker McCarthy can't just take a page out of recent history and realize that it takes compromise. It's going to take Democrats and Republicans to do the final deal. Let's just do it now.
I'm Corey Myers.
Monday's Powerball jackpot drawing will be worth an estimated $785 million, coming after no one claimed the prize following Saturday night's drawing when it was $725 million. If there's a winner Monday night, he or she will be able to choose between taking the full prize payout in installments over 29 years or taking a lump sum payment estimated at $367 million before taxes. This is USA News.
Hey there, this is Brant, along with Sherry.
Hi.
And maybe you've heard about MediShare. Maybe you heard me talking about it. Well, Sherry helps produce these spots about MediShare. So people ask us, does this actually work? Is this really a great option for my health care? And honestly, the answer is yes.
Yes, yes,
for
it
real,
is.
For real, yes.
And you know what? It's funny, too, because a lot of people are fed up with their current arrangement or they're looking to save money, but they're hesitant, right? I'm like, MediShare has been doing this for 30 years, I think you can trust that,
you
right?
You can. MediShare really is the gold standard for this healthcare sharing thing, too. I've done it. You've done it. And people are really happy after they make the switch. I keep talking about the member satisfaction rate. It's real. It's like double that of health insurance.
I have loved it. They're professional, and they care. That in and of itself is refreshing.
We could change your name to MediShare.
That's cool. That's interesting.
Cool marketing thing.
Sure.
Not going to happen. You can save a ton and be really happy with it. They're great to talk to. Call them now. They really are. Just call this number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The transportation company that owns the bus involved in a fatal crash in New York last week while bringing high school students to a band camp was listed as an unacceptable operator by the state after failing several safety inspections since 2022. Two teachers were killed and multiple students injured in that crash. The Biden administration has unveiled new proposals to remove medical bills from credit reports. White House officials this week said that medical debt has lowered people's credit scores, which affects their ability to buy a home, get a mortgage or own a small business. If the rule is finalized, consumer credit companies would be barred from including medical debt and collection information on reports that creditors use to make underwriting decisions. Ophelia weakened into a post-tropical cyclone late Saturday night as the storm continues to move north. Maximum sustained winds have decreased to 25 miles per hour with higher gusts. Ophelia's remnants will move north-northeast, generally up the Interstate 95 corridor before exiting offshore sometime tonight or early tomorrow. There will be very little change in strength over the next day or so. In one of the most lopsided games in NFL history today, the Miami Dolphins pummeled the Denver Broncos 70-20 as the league's best offense went berserk in its home opener. The point total marked the franchise record and was the most points any NFL team had scored since Washington scored 72 against the New York Giants in 1966. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.